Good morning, everyone. Before we begin, I would just like to inform you that I just came back from prom last night and got about 2 hours of sleep. So if this goes very poorly, that's the reason why. But if it goes really well, know that I only did it with 2 hours of sleep. Some of my earliest memories of the church start when I first began as an acolyte, when I was around 7 or 8. That, as far as I can recall, was my first major responsibility as a child. Carrying the torches, lighting the candles, trying not to drop the cross in the middle of the service. This responsibility as an acolyte was one of my first steps to contributing to the community that embodies Emmanuel, and not only further deepened my relationship with everyone here, but also further deepened my relationship with God. Moving forward a bit, my next major memory comes from here. Here comes from the mission trip to Kentucky that was a little bit before the pandemic. We left the shingle roof for a week straight in the hot Appalachian sun. This trip taught me a lot of things. The joy one can get from helping someone in need, the sense of collaboration in the larger Christian community, and no matter what you think, it is never enough sunscreen. Next, I'd like to talk about my confirmation. Now, my confirmation classes at Emmanuel were a little unorthodox. You can thank the plague, pandemic for that one. But the classes in preparation for being confirmed still taught me Christian history, liturgy, and philosophy, and my confirmation group's favorite game of Stump the Priest. Jokes aside, I would like to mention today's gospel and its meaning to me. Today's gospel describes Christ's final commandment, love one another as I love you. This really speaks to me because I've always struggled with self-love. I have. This command of loving one another, just as I have, this command of loving one another goes beyond just other people, but loving yourself just as Christ loved you. And through this love of myself, I can better love my friends, my community, my family, and I can better love God. Soon I will be graduating high school and heading to college, Lewis University specifically. But I will never forget what values this community has taught me and how I can better myself through Christ. Thank you all so much. And happy birthday, Pearl.